Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, here to get you where you want to go. This week, we've been talking about reducing your monthly nut. Whether you're paying out more than what you're making every month, or whether you just haven't looked at your personal finances in a while and said, you know what, I'm spending a little bit too much money and there's some places I can trim. It's a worthy exercise to go through, to really focus on getting your spending under control. We spend some time talking about reducing, eliminating, and negotiating some of the bills that you're paying every month. But the question also becomes, once you do all this, what do you then do with the money? Right, so assuming you go through this exercise and you save yourself, I don't know, $200 a month, what then? Well, the suggestion is take the amount of money that you're saving, assuming again that you're covering your monthly nut, and then first look at any outstanding debt you have. Like if you have credit card balances, make sure you take care of that. So use that overage to pay down those balances if you have them. And once you've done that, then just start saving. And treat this as a bill every month. So you save that $200 that you're not paying in regular bills. Treat it as another bill, but you're paying yourself each month. And if you want to get more discipline involved in the process, payroll deduct that amount from your paycheck. That way you never see it, right? It's easy. It's less painful that way. And so those are a couple ideas in terms of what you do. But as you're putting that money away, earmark it for a specific purpose. You know, if you don't have an emergency fund, you probably need 3 to 6 months of living expenses and an emergency fund. That's always a good idea. If you have children and you want to save for college, well, that's a great way to do things. Retirement, housing, if you're going to buy a house somewhere in the future or a vacation home, or maybe you're planning a vacation, whatever that is, have the money earmarked for a specific reason. Now, keep in mind, there's also tax advantages to certain types of savings when we talk about retirement and college savings. So as you start to build this wealth and as you start to work through this, you may want to consider hiring somebody you trust to manage the money for you. Now, that's completely up to you, but there's a lot of different things you can do. But the key is to have the discipline to make sure that month in and month out, once you take care of these overages, once you find these savings, once you get to the point where you've got more coming in than going out, that you put some money away so that you can do things later in life, that you're planning for things and that you're prepared. At the end of the day, we can't spend more than we make indefinitely. So understand what your monthly nut is and take this opportunity that we're getting close to year end now to rein in your expenses. If nothing else, if you haven't done it for a while, now is a great time to look at it. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull on the show. If you haven't subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button while you're there. If you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, I just want you to go through and look at the expenses that you have every month. Acknowledge the ones that are not critical. Look at the things that you can live without. And look for some places to just trim. And when you're trimming that money, earmark it for another purpose. Save it, put it somewhere, do something productive with it. You'll be amazed by how much you can accumulate just by cutting back some basic things that you don't necessarily need anyway.